Hello, this is Jeffrey Davis, and I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are airing from our offices at MTP Software. Thank you very much, the leader in CRM solutions for the sports and entertainment industry. Thank you very much, Frank Cincotta, the CEO, who's out of town this week. My guess is he's at Disney World. It's his regular vacation. And I want to thank again our executive producers, Chris Gerald and Alex Cooper. Take a look for us on our YouTube sites. Our next guest, Stuart Brandt, founder of H. Brandt Jewelers. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, tell us about H. Brandt.
We're a very small family-owned business, started in 1989 by my wife and self at the old Shoppers World in Framingham.
I remember that.
When they threw us out for redevelopment, we moved to Southborough for 10 years and then relocated to downtown Natick almost 16 years ago.
And downtown Natick has really come back, hasn't it?
Downtown Natick isn't what it was when I was a kid, but we are one of the rival downtowns for a lot of the communities in the greater Boston area.
Do you find not being a chain jewelry store or one of the sort of top of mind ones that you have to take a unique position in the marketplace to compete and succeed?
Our unique position is that we aren't a chain store that you find in the mall.
Right.
When you walk into H. Brandt Jewelers, you're dealing with a Brandt.
But if I were to drive from a non-Natick town to H. Brandt, what would make me want to come to visit you?
Us, the personal service. We know your name. We know your family. We get to know your kids. We're now old enough to be multi-generational,
right?
In serving our customer base. We can move faster than a chain store. The chain store is the Titanic. And we're the kayak.
You're the kayak. Nice. Skimming the water.
Well, because we can move on a dime. You know, if something changes, it can happen. I don't have to go to corporate headquarters to make a decision whether we can special order or make a creation that is out of the norm of the chain store. We can just make it happen.
In terms of your product mix, what do people tend to buy the most? And give us sort of a list.
We are big in bridal, diamond engagement rings, wedding bands. We're big in unique one-of-a-kind creations, and we have an on-site repair shop, so we do a lot of that kind of work as well.
Repair for?
Jewelry repair.
Jewelry repair. Interesting. Are there any trends, or are people fairly traditional when it comes to jewelry?
People are very esoteric when it comes to jewelry. The trends, yes, we do. We're involved in the trends in the diamond engagement business, halo rings, three stone rings, that trend sort of stuff. But right now we're involved in a project where we're making an 18 karat gold and diamond life-size horse bit.
Horse bit?
Horse bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what a horse bit is.
The device that goes into the horse's mouth when you're riding it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Somebody likes their horse a lot.
They love their horses.
Right.
And this gentleman wants to create it as a special gift for his wife, who's the horse woman.
Oh, okay. It's not going in the horse's mouth.
No, it's not going in the horse's mouth. It's going around
I was thinking, boy, what a horse.
It's going around her neck.
Oh, it's going around the wife's neck about her horse.
About her horse. Everything, all of her jewelry has a horse theme.
Right. Well, I understand that. My friends who like horses, they're as bad or worse than my friends who have dogs that they love.
They have to be worse because they're way more expensive than dogs.
Right.
But that's the, from soldering somebody's $22 silver chain to this several figure special project.
So how many family members are in the business?
My wife, myself, and my youngest son helps me with photography and technology.
Photography of the jewelry?
Of the jewelry, yeah.
Right. Is that for estate purposes or valuations?
No, if you go to my website, you'll see
a
fairly significant number of our stock pieces on the website.
Right.
He helped me create an Etsy site for selling some of our used pieces. And I need to recoup some of that college education.
So was the plan that this is going to become another next generation business for the family?
Too early to tell. He just graduated almost a year ago. He's in the midst of his first year of his first job out of school. And I have not requested, forced, foisted the business on any of my kids. They needed to find their own selves. And I'm very fortunate to have four kids who all have college educations and all full-time employed. And
nice.
If any of them choose to come into the business at some point, that'd be great. And if they choose not to, that's okay too.
You mentioned that before we were on there that you do vintage jewelry. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Tell our listeners.
We buy and sell vintage jewelry. We have a fairly significant clientele that'll bring mom and dad or grandma and grandpa's jewelry to us. They've sat around the kitchen table with the family, chosen the things they want, and choose to liquidate the rest to buy vacations or whatever they want to do with it. Those pieces that I deem resaleable, either being period pieces, pieces in extraordinary condition that don't require a lot of rehab work, will end up in our vintage jewelry showcase. And unfortunately, a lot of it just is melted and taken apart and used for its parts for other projects. And just once a year, I bring in a firm that brings about $1.5 million worth of vintage jewelry to the store. And they were just in the store last week.
So you just brought in the new inventory?
Well, it was just there for a day.
It's spring shopping time?
Yeah, it was just there for the day.
Computer-aided design jewelry, is that a trend?
Huge.
Talk to me about that.
I couldn't figure it out. I'm not a math person, and computer-aided design is all math. But I have an extraordinary team of designers who can take my scanned pencil sketch, turn it into a pen and ink sketch for approval. Once the approval of the pen and ink sketch is completed, then we go to computer-aided design again for approval, and then we go to manufacture.
Does this does computer-aided design, the CAD design, does that really help the independent jeweler be more unique in the concept of the mass jewelers? Context.
CAD design is a unique proposition. I still prefer the pen and ink drawing. CAD makes some manufacturing techniques way more difficult. It makes some manufacturing techniques very easy. There still is work out there for the hand crafter, the jeweler who can take metal and bend it and create with straight metal. But CAD is a little more of an instant gratification process because you can, after the complete rendering, you can get a real good feel of what this piece is going to look like completed, yet next to a drawing of the same thing by a very competent artist. My personal preference is that artist conception and not the computer-aided design.
Do a lot of people come in with their own designs, paper and pencil, and then they say, can you make this for us?
Generally, it's a cell phone with a photo. Of the jewelry. I've been wandering websites, now I'm looking for somebody to help me
make this. Oh, that's interesting.
The business has evolved over the last 30 years. And yes, there was a time people would sketch things out on a napkin or what have you, or cut pictures from a magazine. I want a piece from this. I want a piece from this. I want a piece from this. And what can we do?
Nice.
I saw this on this website. They're in Nevada. I want to deal locally. Can you help me?
Can you now tell our listeners where they can find the store via physically and via the web?
We are located at 31 Main Street in downtown Natick. You can visit us at www.hbrantjewelers.com, and our Pinterest site is Jewels of Natick, all one word.
Wow. Stuart, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Continued success.
Thank you.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to be taking a break, and we'll be back with more stories